It's a common fantasy, a powerful one, too. When you think about a substance able to enter your body and awaken arousal, that in itself can turn you on. An aphrodisiac layered over your body, laid over it slowly, and if it happens to seep from an arousing appendage, all the better. When you envision latex tendrils creeping in and binding you from every which direction, it only makes sense that they would come with their own inherent arousal, which is linked to that pearl and seed of fetish desire in your own head, waiting, just out of sight, always. And when they touch you, the lubricant they leave behind seeps in and awakens an aphrodisiac effect. What is an aphrodisiac, then? The idea is simple, something to awaken lust, to stimulate and simulate the body's arousal response, turning you on, turning your mind toward sex, turning your body toward that purpose. So every response you might have to a lover's caress, to a horny fantasy that creeps upon you, to the act of sex itself, starts happening on its own, starts overlaying itself on you. You would just experience, through contact with those long, sinuous, dark rubber latex tentacles, binding your body, wrapping your body, teasing your body. Well, everywhere they contact you, they leave behind a bit of that lubricating substance, something to keep you slick and moisturized even as you're bound, and something to slick you up for sexual contact. But what they also do is turn you on. At a base and absolute level, turn you on, amp you up, move you toward the state of climax, of release, of arousal that you were already going to be headed for anyway. They were going to be pushing you toward there. They were going to be pressing you onward, bringing you to a state of arousal, release. You're going to find that there is a way to bring your mind into contact with your own dream, memory, construct, hypnotic imposition, trigger of an aphrodisiac substance. And then overlay that on the memory, the dream, the construct of those tendrils that tease and passively torment and bring you to pleasure when you're somewhere safe and relaxed, private, and appropriate. For them to wrap around your body, coil around your mind, and leave you with drop after drop, dose after dose of aphrodisiac substance leaching in through even casual contact. So anytime they're doing anything else that feels good, anytime they're turning you on by touching your body or binding it, pleasuring you, interacting with you, they're also leaving behind increasing amounts of that aphrodisiac, which will bring you closer and closer, amping you up, deepening your breathing, invigorating you for lust, for raw, unbridled passion, for sex, for the rut and squeeze and bind of it all, each and every time. And so any contact, however casual, with those dark, intruding, corrupting, pleasuring, fetishized latex tentacles, is an encounter with your own desires, awakened to the highest level they could be at, by repeated contact, eventually just being constricted, squeezed, bound, caressed, might be enough to get you off with the increasing, drugged-up blankness of being coated, bound, pinned down, tentacles wrapped around you, you being worked and pleasured, moment by moment, thought by thought, you being brought to a place you could go to, would go to, but here are being brought to by trigger, by anchor, by memory, by constructive rebuilding of your latex fantasy fetish and dream. And your body knows how to respond. Turned on, hot, horny, you probably get some of it just from entering trance in the first place, just from being told relax and enjoy. Enjoy the feel of them on your skin, leaving behind little bits of lust everywhere they touch. Enjoy them weaving into your mind, predicting how you would masturbate, how you would self-pleasure, and leaving that residue in those places. So even if you touch yourself, you'd be rubbing it in, rubbing that aphrodisiac substance into your body, rubbing in the mark of their corruptive, lustful enhancement of your mind, your body, your arousal, your senses, yes, your senses, growing more sensitive as your body gets more in tune to the aroused, lustful nature of what is being layered upon you in thrust and squeeze, in mindless moments spent wreathing in the bondage of those tendrils wrapped around you, forming a cocoon laden with the lustful substance that you're growing to adore. Because it gets you closer, that you're going to love being touched by, because it makes it easier to reach those shattering climaxes that those tentacles could weave around you, do weave around you, to ravish you toward. You want the end result of programming. You want the end result of trance. You're going to be turned on anyway. And so it is a completely and totally fine and normal thing for you to get turned on, not just by the scenario of being bound, being pleasured, being worked toward crescendo like that, but also by the touch, the mere touch, the tendrils touching your body, contacting your body, or leaching more and more of that substance out of them onto you, lubricating, dream-inducing, pleasure-enhancing, aphrodisiac lust laid as a simple liquid, simple lubricant. And so if they are sliding across your body, they are moving trails of flaming, hot, lustful need down you that leave you turned on as you can possibly be, animalistic, instinctual, bodily arousal that complements and augments any mental arousal you're experiencing, that builds it, raises it, enhances it, leaves you completely aware of your own needs, your own ever-growing needs. You need this. You need that. You need more. You need to give in to the way you feel when you are completely and totally overtaken by your own lustful nature, your own aroused, enhanced, focused, mindless pleasure, where you pursue orgasm without thought for anything else. That is the state the aphrodisiac on those latex tendrils, those dark rubber, sliding, weaving, binding appendages. That's what that substance does to you. That's where that substance takes you, mindless and twitching, aware and alert, but also aroused, hot, and focused on one thing beyond all else, your climactic, wonderful release, which will be enhanced the more that substance has been allowed to weave over you. So to put it another way, the more turned on you've gotten, the more you've been touched, the longer a particular ravishment session of those tendrils weaving over your body, of that latex tentacle theme, has been going in your head, the better you're going to feel, the more lost to pleasure you'll get, and the more likely you're going to pass out with pleasure, 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 until the next time you need to do something, once the climactic explosion of their manipulation of your body completes, continues, caresses, aftershocks, afterglows, and eventually abates, only to leave you exhausted and oh so very still aroused.